This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Government unveils budget of 1.793 trillion rupees for upcoming fiscal year. Budget prioritizes increment in agricultural productivity and reduction in trade deficit. Missing Tara airplane found crashed at Thasang to Mustang. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits Kharkiv and his first trip outside Kyiv risen. Now the news in detail. The government unveils the budget of 1,793,830,000,000 rupees for the fiscal year 2022-23. Presenting the budget in the Federal Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma announced the capital expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year would be 380.38 billion rupees. Meanwhile, the current expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year would be 753.4 billion rupees. Finance Minister Sharma has allocated 230.22 billion rupees for fiscal management. Estimating the government's income, the government plans to collect 1,240.11 billion rupees in government revenue. Likewise, foreign assistance has been estimated to remain at 55.46 billion rupees. The government plans to manage 242 billion rupees from foreign loans and 256 billion rupees from the internal loan. Finance Minister Sharma said the government had prioritized the agricultural sector and allocated a budget of 55.97 billion rupees, including 15 billion for fertilizer purchase. He claimed the upcoming year would be the year of campaign for self-reliance for agricultural produce. The budget plans to mobilize 300 agriculture volunteers, construct the second terminal building for Gautam Buddha International Airport, and promote cotton and rubber plantation. Likewise, the budget has also reduced the age for senior citizen allowance to 68 and forwarded program of one home, one job. Similarly, Prime Minister Nepali Products and Consumption Promotion Program has been included in the budget. Increment in the salary of the civil servant by 15% is another highlight of the budget. The government has also increased the tax ceiling. As per the new provision, 1% tax will be levied till 500,000 rupees for an unmarried person and till 600,000 rupees for married ones. Moreover, the budget has made it compulsory for the public servants to wear the clothes produced by the Hetona Clothes Factory. The government also announced the farmers' pension program. As per the program, the government will add as much money as a farmer saves from their products to the fund. To see sector-wise, the government has allocated 69.38 billion budget for the health sector, 196.38 billion rupees for education, and 37.35 billion rupees for managing safe drinking water. With the implementation of the budget, the government aims to keep the inflation rate at 7%. Meanwhile, the government sets the target of 8% economic growth rate. A Tara airplane that was out of contact since yesterday morning has been located at Thasang 2 of Mustang district. The plane has been found crashed at Thasang 2 of Mustang. 22 people, including 30 Nepalese, 4 Indians and 2 Germans and 3 crew members were on board the plane. The plane had taken off from Pokhara Airport at 9:55 a.m. yesterday. A team of Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force had been mobilized for the search. Nepal Army spokesperson Narayan Silwal informed that the further information about the accident is yet to come. 4 people, including a driver, died on the spot after a tipper met an accident yesterday afternoon in Madhya Nepal municipality in Lamjung district. The tipper met with an accident after falling 30 meters off the Sethi Khola River while heading to ward number 7 of the municipality from Vorlitar in the same municipality. The tipper was carrying stones for the construction of Mid Hill Highway. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba expressed the government's firm commitment to further consolidating the pro-people republican system in the country. Speaking at a program on the occasion of the Republic Day yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba said the elections for the members of the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly would be successfully completed this year. He further highlighted the need for shared contributions from all sides to further enhance the socio-economic transformation of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited troops in the Kharkiv region on the country's battered eastern front line. It was his first official trip outside the Kyiv region since the Russian invasion began on 24th of February. He was pictured in a bulletproof vest serving ruins in Kharkiv city. Russia has resumed selling Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, in recent days after a fortnight of comparative quiet. The U.S. Justice Department will investigate the police response to the mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, which killed 19 children and two teachers. Public anger is growing after it emerged that officers waited in the hallway as children trapped where the shooter made desperate 911 calls. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Uvalde to meet families devastated by the attack. He will also meet survivors and first responders. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest parts of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government unveils budget of 1.793 trillion rupees for upcoming fiscal year. Budget prioritizes increment in agricultural productivity and reduction in trade deficit. Missing Tara airplane found crashed at Thasang to Ob Mustang. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits Kharkiv in his first trip outside Kyiv region. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.